We are the station for everything.
Everything?
I don't know.
We'll probably cover it, though.
We cover the bases.
Yeah, pretty much. Home run.
It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Helene's out there. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, Helene prep day. Last chance to get everything done. If you're obviously on the Florida West Coast, anywhere between, well, anywhere in the Tampa Bay area, all the way up to Panama City Beach at least, you have to be very, very concerned. Tides, flood water, surge, all of the above. And we've got 65-mile-an-hour sustained winds traveling northwest at 9 miles an hour, expected to become, Helene should be a hurricane later on today and make landfall Thursday late afternoon, evening, somewhere in that vicinity between PCB and TB, Panama City Beach in Tampa Bay. And yeah, they'll narrow it down to a much smaller area, but when you're on the coast, you're going to be impacted to a much greater degree than folks are inland. So it's very, very important. State of emergency for 61 counties in Florida. We'll stay on top of this for you. Obviously all day tomorrow. Radiant Credit Union, thanks for their help as well. Have you heard about this suicide pod? I got to tell you, this is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
There's an American woman who became the first person to take her own life in the new suicide pod in Switzerland. And I was thinking to myself, I go, well, what's the pod really used for? It's supposed to be used for meditation or something. And something went wrong. I don't know. It was just bizarre. I had to read it. I never knew there was such a thing. So it's called a sarco, okay? Sarcophagus, I guess, is what it's short for that.
Makes
sarco.
Sense, yeah.
All right. So she entered the sarco suicide pod on Monday. The machine allegedly asked the 64-year-old woman, who's not been publicly named, to press the button that would euthanize. If you want to die, press this button. I don't know if it says it like that.
Yeah, that's probably a little nicer these days than that.
Yeah. But so she did it.
Yeah.
The 3D printed chamber called a sarco floods its chamber with nitrogen gas, causing the user's oxygen levels to plummet to deadly levels. The process knocks out the individual, with death occurring within 10 minutes. The pod comes with an emergency exit button. The controversial pod, however, has not yet been approved for use, resulting in the arrest of several people over the American woman's death in a forest cabin. This is in Switzerland. So Florian Willette, the co-president of Assisted Suicide Group, Exit's international Swiss affiliate, The Last Resort, was the only witness to the woman's death, described it as peaceful, fast, dignified. Here's my thing. That's a tough call. Easy for me to sit here and say,
sure,
your life should come to a natural end.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I would lean that way. I would be afraid I'd be missing some light, a little piece of enlightenment that for whatever reason maybe I am supposed to get before I leave planet Earth. And that would be really the only reason I could think of why you'd want to perpetuate something that, is obvious. Like, I had a friend that died from ALS. Man, I would not wish that on the worst of my worst enemies. And I think most people, have an understanding of just how that is. So if a person, there's no end in sight and it's only going to get torturous, I can understand it. Okay. So I don't know how, I just think we have to be careful. On one hand, you say, hey, it's your body, you can do with it what you want. But if you definitely are going to die in a very miserable fashion, should you have that alternative? Doesn't mean you have to use it, clearly.
Sure.
But here's what I thought. There's such a need that a company is going to manufacture these? That's what I find bizarre. Like, is there that much of a need?
I think Europeans think of a lot of things different than we do. And in this case, obviously, while suicide is legal there, but because he manufactured in this whole suicide pod, you can't be a contributing factor to suicide there.
Oh,
you can go off in the woods and off yourself.
Yeah, hands-off approach, I guess.
But you can't have someone being...
And to have a device, I mean, this looks like something that would be cool that you would go in there and you'd be like meditating or praying.
Maybe a hydro massage kind of thing. You know,
or you'd be kind of like semi-floating.
No, you just kind of go to sleep.
Isn't that weird?
Don't wake up.
You wouldn't think there'd be enough of a use to where somebody's going to manufacture it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tom, your thoughts. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, about that suicide pod, I can't help but think of Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, also created a show called Futurama. And in the very first episode, they had suicide booths. And it was, cartoon based in the year 3000. But, yeah, they had suicide booths on the street. And that just reminded me of that.
That is interesting.
And you think of advanced civilization and you think, we'll progress into the self-suicide.
Well, that's the opposite of we live forever kind of thing concept that some folks thought we'd be at, live for 100 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much.
It's bizarre that there is enough of a supposed need to where there's somebody who could actually manufacture this. Now, without getting too graphic or whatever, it sounds like, at least based on what I'm seeing and hearing here, that this would be a pretty comfortable way to go.
Right.
I mean, you completely, pass out, and then after a certain amount of time, your brain not getting oxygen is going to turn off. But
yeah.
Just didn't think there was that kind of...
yeah.
Demand, but
apparently so. But looks like he's going to be in trouble. So, who knows how that project will go?
Yeah, we'll see what happens legally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this Turkish president Erdogan? Did he at one time? Wasn't he kind of semi-normal and had some relations with the West?
I thought so. And we used to have a decent relationship with Turkey, but it's been rough lately.
He's gone 100% nutbag.
Yeah.
He took his address to the UN General Assembly and used about half of his very lengthy address, apparently, criticizing Israel for its war against the terrorists of Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, it's one thing to defend, the Palestinians, but to actually defend Hamas and Hezbollah and then compared Netanyahu to Hitler at the UN.
You're comparing a Jewish leader with Hitler. I mean, is he rounding up Germans? I mean, really? Come on.
Erdogan accused the Israelis of genocide, compared them to Nazi Germany, demanded the UN authorize coercive measures against Israel. He said the international community and all of us in the human family must fulfill our obligation. Oh, you mean like the families that were destroyed on October 7th, burned, raped, mutilated, held captive, then burned, raped, and mutilated?
There you go.
What is that? What about those families? Oh, they don't count?
You're throwing in facts again there, Bob.
Yep. Hey, it's time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off of your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. You ready to call in? 877-975-9825. It is 716. Download the Bob Rose Podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll continue to inform you. We'll track Helene. We've got other big headlines and stories we're following as well. So don't go anywhere. Right now, though, it is time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825, and Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. You know, voting for the president, that's going to be the easy decision. It's Trump all the way, but I've been dissecting these amendments, and looking at Amendment 3, The commercial says that if you vote yes, you will no longer be able to plant marijuana in your yards or your fields. And I'm a little frustrated because I didn't get that memo. I didn't think we were ever allowed to plant marijuana in our yard. So maybe you guys can clarify that one for me.
Wow.
Man, buds the size of toasters. Now, they're trying to explain. The verbiage is probably terrible, but apparently it's written in such a way that, a big company or two will have huge control over this. It's not going to be a mom and pop type thing. That's my basic understanding. We're going to dig deeper into them as we get a little bit closer.
Wilton Simpson's going to be on later. I'll bet he could really clarify that.
Well, there you go.
See?
Because he's into ag.
See?
If anybody could grow some, monster buds, it would be. No, I don't think he's
for it. I thought about it that way.
I don't think he's all in on that.
I don't think so, no.
Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
I know we're supposed to talk about the hurricane, but something that the progressive media is doing, one of their old tricks I wanted to talk about. Here's what they do. They'll come out with an announcement. Kamala Harris said the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And then they'll come out and say President Trump, or former President Trump, claimed that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between somebody claiming something and somebody saying something, and it's a trick that they're using more and more to try to cover up for Kamala's lack of communication skills. And at the same time, they use it as a trick against Trump to make him look bad. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, it is. It has to do with credibility.
Sure.
They lean toward credibility, taking her word for it. But then when Trump says it, it's claimed. I get exactly what you're talking about, and I've seen that.
Well, and they're also going to fact check Donald Trump on it just to make sure.
Well, then they'll find out that the sun doesn't either rise or set. We rotate around the.
See, so they'll say he was wrong.
Left, there you go, but not Kamala.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. That's exactly what they'll do.
We figured it out right here.
All right, last chance. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Rick. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the gas prices going down the past couple months here. What happened to this 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, it's, it's kind of famous in an election year that, all of a sudden, things are affordable like that. Yeah, it's very frustrating. Look, make no mistake about it. No matter what Kamala says, she is against fossil fuels. She is against fracking. Mm-hmm. She'll push us even further toward the EVs and the battery-operated crap that we'll have to buy from China. She is no friend to American consumers, for sure, and absolutely a total enemy of the energy industry, specifically gas and oil.
And we're dropping that interest rate half a point between now and some folks voting help some people. See, the economy's not all that bad.
Well, even though they went against their own parameters of 2% inflation cap. So, yeah. Good morning, Roy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is kids are not shown the farmhouse today. Every kid in elementary through middle and even into high school should watch that movie. It should be mandatory for all of our school systems.
I don't know if I'm familiar with Farmhouse. It was a movie?
I'm not familiar either.
I visited a farm when I was a kid. I got escorted by the cow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were the lucky one, huh?
It was probably me and two other kids got hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I always thought, before that, all that stuff was manufactured right there in the supermarket. Good morning. Let's go to Jack. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is we waited so long to hear about these off-yourself pods, and we didn't hear about them until after the DNC. That should have been something that was outside of the DNC, hands down. I'm upset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they had the convention, you had your rolling abortion clinic or whatever. And wasn't there another one where you could get vasectomies or something? Those kooks? Yeah, you're right. Okay. They should have been wheeling around one of those pods. Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I just wanted to correct Greg. They wouldn't say that Trump was wrong about where the sun rises.
Uh-huh.
Trump would be lying about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Not wrong, lying. Yeah, when everybody else, they never use that L word. That is interesting as well, isn't it? All right. Last chance, 877-975-9825 to get in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you? Uh-oh. You lost him.
Yeah, that'll bug him. He got lost.
Hmm. All right, well, knowing
that. It's that time anyway.
We didn't get to our gas cans either. We'll save
that.
No,
we didn't. Yeah.
All right.
But they bug us.
Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, school closures and tracking Helene. We'll give you the information that you need for the next couple of days anyway, right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on. 5.
Full speed ahead.
4.
You can always trust me.
3.
We need to watch the vote.
2. The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Helene. Secondary story, Helene. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a priority. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, Helene prep day. 65 mile an hour sustained winds now. We will get an update in about 25 minutes, But as of the last report, 65-mile-an-hour winds traveling northwest at 9 miles an hour. You're going to have landfall most likely late Thursday somewhere between Panama City Beach and Tampa Bay. I know that's a wide swath. It is definitely going to have an impact on that wide swath, no matter where it actually makes landfall. So just keep all these things in mind. A lot of folks are going to be closed. Alachua schools, county schools are open today. They'll decide at 2 what they're going to do about tomorrow. Gilchrist County closed at 1 today. Levy County closed today and tomorrow. Union County closed today through Friday already. All right. Marion County open today, closed Thursday. So there's like an update for you, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. We'll continue to cover that, obviously, as it continues to strengthen. Or as I would say, Helene, she be getting mean.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't mess with Helene. She even worse than Jolene.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
And she wasn't right. California is already number one for gun control.
Yeah.
Among the states in the union, according to Mike Bloomberg.
They're proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Governor Newsom said, well, if we're already number one, we got to stay number one.
Yeah.
Hand me some new gun control bills. And they're like, well, we've got like 24 different points here.
Oh my goodness.
Goes, give them all to me.
Are you serious?
Let's sign them all.
24?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Prior to Tuesday, California already had an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, universal background checks, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, gun registration requirements, a limit on the number of guns a law-abiding citizen can buy each month, a ban on campus carry for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed for classroom defense, background checks on ammunition purchases, and more. So, yep, they've got a school safety web-based app program. What do they have? They've got all these folks, the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Really? How do you really prevent it? Interior locks, law enforcement training, prohibited persons. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on and on. Yeah. Despite all the gun control rules and laws, Breitbart News pointed to FBI figures showing California led the nation in active shooter incidents in both 2021 and 2023.
So more and more and more and more and more and more and more gun laws don't change anything.
Well, you could actually make a correlation You know, the stricter you make gun control laws, actually, the more gun-related violence you end up with.
California, Chicago, a couple of great examples there.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you know, Professor John Lott wrote several books on it. One is More Guns, Less Crime.
Yeah.
And he did a statistical analysis. And, yeah, it's very obvious that, you know, heavily armed, law-abiding citizens helped keep the crime rate lower by putting in all gun control things. All you do is limit what law-abiding citizens can do or will do.
Right.
The bad guys don't pay attention to the rules. You know what I mean? Shooting somebody's always been illegal.
What?
Murdering someone's illegal. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Huh.
So I wonder why we only, you know, jump on the whole thing about guns then. I mean, I don't know if we have any knife laws or do we have poison laws or vehicular manslaughter laws.
Yeah, you can't kill people. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
But we only focus on the guns.
Back in June, Breitbart noted over 17% of the annual firearm murders in the United States occur in gun-controlled California.
Wow.
Yeah, and that comes from the CDC that's always asking you, is there a gun in the house?
Yeah, because it's a health crisis in our country.
Yeah. So, thanks there, Governor Newsom.
Yeah, Governor Newsom is the guy that was standing next to District Attorney Kamala Harris when she wanted to come in and be able to invade the sanctity of your locked home to make sure you are handling your guns properly.
Even if she specifically noted a law-abiding citizen in the sanctity of their locked home, that government still has the role that can come in and see if you're abiding by the law. You still have it?
I do.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs.
Yeah, conduct your affairs.
Doesn't mean we're not going to walk in. Now, you're not going to walk into a locked home.
No, you're
going to bust the door down.
Because it's locked.
So it sounds an awful lot like the king knocking your door down and saying, hey, we need a couple of soldiers to be able to stay here. We'll take some of that food to go and whatever else happens.
Can we get an amendment to maybe protect us against that?
We did. We put it in the Bill of Rights.
It's already
done. I think back in 1789.
So we already did.
On this day.
How'd she
in 1789.
How'd she forget to read that as a district attorney, I wonder?
I just think that's her interpretation.
Oh, it's whatever you want it to be. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, because the government knows what's best, Greg. Even if you're a law-abiding citizen, you're probably still not that bright. Government has to come in and tell you how to live your life and what to do. That's exactly what she subscribes to. It's very Marxist.
So it's kind of like that whole Obama thing where it's fluid. It can just change based on how they want it to change.
Oh, you mean like the Constitution and stuff?
Yeah, it's all fluid. Yeah, ever-changing document.
Yeah, it's fluid.
Yeah, they like that kind of thing, though.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I don't know if she does or not. Anyway, so the guy that was attempting, laying in wait for former President Trump.
Yeah.
The grand jury's come together, and they have finally charged him with attempted assassination of a president.
Okay.
So they did that. And then remember, law enforcement and others spoke to his son to try to get maybe a feel for what this guy's all about. Yeah. And he's like, Dad's a great guy. I don't even think he has a gun. And, he was just going on and on. But I guess we will have to examine the credibility of his son. What's this? It seems that Oren Ruth, the son, is facing charges for the possession of child pornography after investigators searched his home in Greensboro, North Carolina. The search was in connection with an investigation unrelated to child exploitation. In other words, they were seeing anything related to the attempted assassination. Did he know anything about his dad? Was his dad using his computer? Those kinds of things. And then stumbled on all this porn that was on there. And I'm talking about child stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Investigators seized multiple electronic devices and found hundreds of files depicting child sexual abuse.
Wow.
He faces two charges of possessing and receiving child sexual abuse material. Wow. Yeah.
Mm.
And still, I am extremely irritated, to say the least, about the fact that the DOJ released information that was in the alleged shooters, kind of a manifesto or whatever you want to call it.
It's weird.
Putting a bounty on the president's life. It just, I still can't get over that. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, let's talk to Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I understand I got a short period of time. Real quick, I'll let you know. When the Bill of Rights was written, I learned it from a constitutional scholar the other day, watching on Newsmax. Anyways, the Bill of Rights, the reason they were written is because the current government, even after the Revolutionary War, started kind of using their power, and then we had five states that were going to succeed from the Union, and Jefferson got together with the others, and they formed the Bill of Rights, the things that government cannot do. That is, you have to read it from the point of view what the government cannot do.
Yes, and a lot of them are specific to individual rights, which is important, too. Great stuff. Appreciate it. It is 7:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can download the Bob Rose Show, get it in its entirety 24/7, wherever you normally download your podcast. Go to that and then click on subscribe. Easy peasy. What's going on with Helene? It's a Helene prep day. More information related to this tropical storm, soon to be a hurricane, that's coming up. 97.3, The Sky. You didn't think you'd need one.
What?
A bill to make sure that the president and other candidates are properly protected? I mean, I thought that had been established a long time ago. But here we are. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, Helene prep day. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, we are awaiting the arrival of what will soon be Hurricane Helene right now. Tropical storm, 65-mile-an-hour winds, moving northwest at 9 miles an hour. Landfall expected late Thursday afternoon or possibly late evening, and that should hit somewhere probably in the Big Bend area, but you better be on the lookout everywhere from PCB, Panama City Beach, all the way down to Tampa Bay. And yeah, it's going to be nasty, especially for those on the coastline, and it could, depending on how much this thing strengthens, if it turns into a major hurricane, which they say it probably will. There's serious consequences far inland with the gusting winds and the rain. All right. So we're going to make sure we keep you covered on that for sure. A bill to strengthen U.S. Secret Service protection for presidential candidates unanimously passed in the Senate. This is after the second assassination attempt, former President Donald Trump. The bill, also known as the Enhanced Presidential Security Act of 2024, was introduced by Congressman Mike Lawler, Republican out of New York, and the Democrat out of New York, Richie Torres. And shortly after this came out, really, they started working on it right after the Thomas Matthew Crooks thing happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, which, by the way, I understand that Trump is going to make another visit to Butler. Mm-hmm. Don't know if they're going to do the same location or not at this point. But the House unanimously passed the bill 405-0. So it is nice to see, everyone in both houses of Congress agrees that protection for these candidates and for the president is very, very important.
Wow.
That is great.
They agreed on something.
So, why was there the dragging of feet? Why did they have a secondary team in place in Butler? Why did they use a bunch of Homeland Security people instead of the Secret Service folks? And it just goes on and on from there. Yeah. Hey, there is going to be a VP debate Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think there's going to be a presidential debate. I think that's pretty much dead, right? Yeah. Dead in the water?
Yep.
And this is going to be Tuesday, October the 1st, CBS News. I guess they'll be hosting it between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Walz is not a stupid guy. He has stupid ideas. But we've seen enough Vance interviews. I don't care what you throw at him. And if you try to do a hit and then run, he will drag you back and will not let you run away.
Well, you know, Norah O'Donnell is not exactly conservative friendly, shall we say. And she can get kind of nasty.
She's one of my least favorite people in the world that I've never met.
I think she's very attractive, personally.
Eh.
I'm not crazy about her personality, and I certainly hate her politics.
Oh, I just think she's an awful individual.
Well,
just my personal, in my humble opinion, she's awful.
It's funny how you don't separate, you know, the person, how they look physically from who they are as much as I do.
No.
And I'm not saying that's probably more of a fault on my end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's like when AOC first came out. We thought, okay, she smiles. She's pretty. She has, you know, a little exotic look to her. And then she started talking.
And it's like, really?
Yeah.
You had to go and ruin it.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad there's going to be one.
First.
I'm glad.
Don't worry. It's not till way in October.
You mean next week?
I know. Can you believe it?
And some folks are already getting early ballots.
My gosh.
I know.
What? Before you find out what the
crazy
economic plan of Kamala Harris
maybe
is going to be?
Well, that'll be tomorrow, though. Or is that today? I'm trying to think of when we said it was.
It's supposed to be today.
Today, because we said tomorrow yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that. Got to see who she plagiarizes, steals, or lies about on that.
And you know who is going to help with the passage of all her great ideas.
Who's that?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Really?
Because he's going to be Speaker of the House, according to...
Yes.
Nancy the prognosticator Pelosi.
She knows all.
Now, did they have something to do with horse races? Her husband or something? Did they own a racehorse?
Yeah, there's something in that. Yeah, that's where some of their money is.
Former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said on CNN that Democrats will win the majority of the House in November and then vote in House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker.
This just in.
Breaking news.
Yes, I've just been informed. This just handed me. We will, in all caps, carry the VP debate live. We just got authorization on that.
Wow.
Is that timing or what? We just mentioned it.
The ink isn't even dry yet on your smartphone.
It's a little...
Oh, wait, it doesn't work that way, does it?
A little bit here, though, yeah.
Don't shake it. It's just like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, no.
It'll disappear.
Okay. But, yeah, good news.
So we'll carry the VP debate,
yeah,
which is not till way till October the 1st.
Tuesday.
Or Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
You could look at it that way.
It's shorter that way.
It's 6 days away. You could look at it that way if you want, if you choose to.
That's amazing.
It is amazing how this time is just going. And hello,
Mother Nature.
We're ready for fall. We ask for a cold front. What do we get? I couldn't stir that one up. I couldn't. I was going to bake you a cake. Then I was going to bake you a cold front. So, sorry. Instead, you get Helene.
Oh, great.
Really?
Mm.
Really? Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right. You've got a lot of offices and a lot of shops. A lot of places are going to be closed. Save yourself a trip. Today, probably not so much today for a lot of folks, is going to be maybe business as usual. Gilchrist County, however, they're closing their schools at 1 o'clock today. Levy County is already closed for today and tomorrow. Union County is closed through Friday. Marion County, open today, closed tomorrow. And if we get changes on some of this information or more, of course, we'll share it with you. Yes, Greg.
Schools in mind in a related way. This is going to be Ocala. An accident just occurring. 42nd Street in Ocala near Trinity Catholic High School. Expect some long delays. People trying to get into the drop kids off in that area. So be aware of that. Thanks, Dr. John.
Yeah. Boy, it would be so sad if kids had to walk a block or two, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Did I say that out loud?
Mr. Compassion, Bob Rose.
walked uphill in snow both ways.
I know,
as a kid.
With a baked potato in your
hand.
And
look how I turned out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
uh-huh.
Hey, we've got something special and a special guest. I think you're really going to like this. We're going to share this information with you coming up. Don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.